They tell me there's a story behind the chicken flop.
Well, it's a pretty good bit, you know, the story behind it. But I just...
What is
got the beat going. I really liked, you know, the song and the words, so I just went and done it.
What's the story behind it?
Well, it's just, well, you know, back home where they kill a...
Chicken?
Down in West Virginia. Where they kill a chicken, you know, when they wring a neck and they put it back up what you call a tub. What's tub? And it flops. And when she plays drums, it sounds just exactly the way the chicken would do.
Just like a chicken with its head cut off.
just the way the, you know, the chicken sound, yeah.
Well, that
I've been contemplating that chicken sound ever since Hazel got to town.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
no more hot dogs.
That was crazy. So, you're from exactly where in West Virginia?
Madison, West Virginia.
Madison, West Virginia.
Boone County.
That's in the Cinch Mountains?
No.
Which mountains is that?
It's in a mountain, but they just ain't got no certain name for them mountains. I mean, them.
I haven't named them yet.
It's just, you have to use the name of the area, you know.
We've just named this the Chicken Flop Mountain Range. In West Virginia. This is the same part of West Virginia where the Hatfields and the McCoys are from?
Right close, about 30 miles or something like that away. 30
and
40 miles.
Have you had any relatives and or ancestors involved in these kind of feuds?
No, I didn't. No.
You guys keep yourself out of this, huh?
Yeah.
But you know the police force in Logan County, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've had some dealings with them, right?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
There was a new song the other night about ending up
right?
No doorknobs in the back of the police car.
Well, that's about a Dunkus. He's just, you know, state trooper back home. And, you know, I watched what he done, and I just picked the song up, you know, and made it up, and that's what I come up with. And then also Donahoe, he's a state trooper. He's head of all the state police in West Virginia, what he is.
You get along with the cops there, or they give you any trouble?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, I get along with pretty bad, yeah.
Do they know that you're a world-famous that you're a recording star now?
No, they know of it. They don't know just how it's going, you know.
Right, we're told that you actually do, you can pull over a car with the sound of your voice. Like you do in the beginning of the Donahoe Boogie.
Yeah, I've done that a many a night, you know, because I was in a hurry to get home off the highway, and there'd be somebody, you know, going too slow in the front of me, and them curves and things, you couldn't get around. Well, I just, you know, put my windows down, and you know, and they would start pulling over. When they got almost stopped, I'd go around and just keep going.
Well, that's
I bet they could have killed me, you know, if I...
That's pretty impressive. That's almost... I wonder how high that note is. That's great. Can you do that again for us?
He was trying it on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. We had cars pulled over to the side of the road. It was unbelievable.
Wow. Can you do that one more time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's pretty amazing.